Okay, let's begin our discussion. We started Perek Chavis today. Perek Chavis, Chavis and Ishbra, Kuf Mem Gimel Amabeis here in Masech HaShabbos. And the beginning of Chavis talks about squeezing out fruit. That will be today's discussion, squeezing out fruit, the issue of Schitas Peres. So we know, we had earlier already, Rabbeinu Tam writes, Tosfos quotes it, there are two types of Schita, the Schita of Libun and the Schita of Dash. Right, the schita of libun is where I squeeze out as part of the cleansing process. That's part, we know the cleaning process has three parts. You have the soaking cycle, which is putting the water onto the beged is a malacha, and then you have the agitation cycle, where that's where the machine shakes, and then you have the squeezing out. Squeezing out the liquid from a beged is itself part of the malacha of libun. That's schita of malabain. But this gemara is about schita of dash, the schita of threshing, which is taking the fruit, taking the liquid out of the fruit, which is similar to taking the kernel out of the shell, and that's part of dash. Dash is one of the largest malachas, underrated. Underrated dash has many different aspects of cleaning up spills and brushing your teeth and many other aspects of dash. But here, this is where the Gemara says that schita is aser. The Mishnah says, Ein sochten asaperos lahotzi mehen mashkin. One is not allowed to squeeze fruit on Shabbos to get the liquid out. Vem yasu me'atzma asurin. And even if the liquid goes out by itself, that liquid is aser to drink, says the Mishnah. So obviously, that's not an isadar. That's not going to be an isadar isa, right? That's an isadar. Rabban, you can't violate the malacha passively. So if it goes out, so asurin is asur, because xera, you might come to squeeze the fruit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer im la'ochlin. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you gathered the fruit to eat, you didn't gather it to squeeze out. So then we're not worried you're going to squeeze it out if you're able to drink this fruit and there's this liquid, and therefore yosem yehan mutter v'im la'mashkin yosem yehan asur. But if you gathered the fruit for the liquid, you're planning to squeeze it out, and then it oozed out by itself on Shabbos, so then you're not allowed to drink that, because then we're worried. If you're able to drink it, so then you're coming to come to squeeze it out also. Hayotze mehen aser. So that is what the Mishnah says. There is a little machlokes. Rashi here says that schita is a tolda of disha. Havalek mefarek v'tolda de disha. And that is also what the Rambam says, that schita is a tolda of dash. Rambam in Paraches, Halacha Zion of Hilchos Shabbos, says the Rambam Hadash Kegroger Eschaya Veidisha Ela Begedula Karka, that we had earlier, if you remember, in the seventh parak, disha is only by items that grow from the ground. Vamefarek harihi tolda hadash. Mefarek is the tolda of dash. Hacholiv is a behema. The Rambam has a large view of dash. Milking a cow is also mefarek. Hachovel, wounding, according to the Rambam, is a mefarek. That's a major machlokas, as we have mentioned. But that's the Rambam. So there is a Rashi earlier on Daf Yudches that seems to say maybe it's an av malacha, but we assume that it's a tolda. The Eglei Tal says you have to read that Rashi in light of this Rashi. Good. So that's just the background. But if you look in the Gemara here, the Gemara has three categories of fruit, and this is all quoted halacha lemaisa. Three categories of fruit in terms of squeezing out on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, modim, start where the, where does it start from? The earlier. Moda hayar b'yudu l'chachamim b'zeisim anavim. First category of fruit, grapes and olives. Grapes and olive, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Chacham in that case. What is that? That's the Isidar Isa category. If I squeeze out a grape for the grape juice, if I squeeze out an olive for the oil on Shabbos, that is an Isidar Isa of Schita. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Chacham there. That even if I gathered the grapes to eat the grapes, but if grape juice comes out of it by itself, drinking that would be Isidar Isa, because I might come to squeeze the grapes. And even if I have no plants to squeeze the grapes, those are the Daraisa category of fruit, and therefore it is Aser. My time, Akiva de la Schita Ninhu, Yahiv Daite. Because most people, we might translate this, gather them to squeeze. So Yahiv Daite, he focuses his mind, and therefore he might come to squeeze it itself. That is category one. Category three is what's called Shar Peros. Shar Peros, the Gemara says, Modem Chacham El Yehuda B'Shar Peros. The Chacham agreed of Yehuda by Shar Peros. What does that mean? That by fruit or vegetables that you never squeeze, that hardly anybody squeezes in the world. So there, even the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that it would be Lakula. And the Machlokes is what's called Tutim V'Rimonim. Right, strawberries and pomegranates. What does that category include? That includes almost all fruit bizman hazeh, meaning fruits that sometimes you squeeze out And many people squeeze it out, but it's not like Zisim Ba'anavim. Those are the special category, but all the others are the Issa Durabanan. So if I squeeze out any of those fruit on Shabbos, that will be an Issa Durabanan. And if it oozes out by itself, that's where there's a machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. So what do we, Paskins? Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chaf quotes these three categories. Zisim Ba'anavim, Asur L'Sachtan, Asur D'Oraisa, to squeeze out olives and grapes. V'im yatzo me'atzman asurin. And if they went out by themselves, it is asur, because you might come to squeeze it out. Afilu lo ha'yo'odim ela la'achila. Even if you were planning to eat the grapes, not squeeze the grapes, it doesn't matter, it's asur. That is category one. Why are those two different? Why are those two different than any other fruit and vegetable? So if you look in Rashi on Daf Kuf Mem Hey Amad Aleph, says Rashi on the bottom, Dvar Torah, Klomar, Asra Torah Malacha Vidrichas Zesam Anavim Hu Tavi Malacha, Aval Shar Drichos Lav Urchayu Bahachi. It's not as common. Lav Urchayu Bahachi Vilav Malachan Inhu. So what exactly does that mean? It sounds like it's not as common. What happens, though, sounds like from Rashi, if you live in a time when there are fruit that are squeezed, even just as common, even more common? What about Bisbana said oranges? There's a lot of oranges that are squeezed today for the orange juice. So would you say oranges are in the category one of the Daraisa? If I squeeze an orange on Shabbos, it would be Daraisa. There's going to be nafkaminas. We'll talk about soon whether it's Daraisa or Durabanan. But maybe. Maybe. Or is Rashi saying something more fundamental? Inherently lavar chayu b'hachi, not just lamaisa, what people do. But either way, that is Rashi. If you look in the Ran, if you look in the Otsar HaGaonim there, on Daf Kuf Mem Hey, they say no. It's because we know the seven liquids that are machshir l'kabel tumah, quoted in the last parak in Machshirin, Yad Shach Adam, the only two of those liquids that come from fruit are wine and oil. So those are the only two that have the halachic status of mashkeh. Right, all others, other may peros, if I squeeze out an orange, halachically, is that a mashke? It's not a mashke. It's physically liquid, but it's not a mashke. So it could be, according to these Rishonim, that it's something fundamental. It's not just about what people do, but halachically, these are the only ones that are called a mashke, and that is why they are different. But either way, that's the halacha, that category one is usher to squeeze out daraisa, and even if liquid oozes out, I'm not allowed to drink it. What about category two? Betuta v'rimonim, asur l'sachtan, also. V'im yaso me'atzman, then it depends. We pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Im omdim la'achila, if I gather them to eat, we'll get to the examples of these soon. Mutter, if I'm planning to eat them, then in mutter, anything that squeezes out by itself, memela, mutter, because I'm not choshesh that I'm going to squeeze. V'im omdim mashkin, asur. But if I gather them to squeeze out, so then it would be asur to partake of that liquid. V'shar kalaperos, mutter l'sachtan. Third category, not only what gets squeezed out, but if I have a third category of fruit that nobody ever squeezes out, then I'm allowed to squeeze it out. Because that's not called liquid. The Mishnah Berurah, Mishum to Omdin La Achila, because they are Ome to eat. Veleka de boy lahulamashkin. Ain shame mashka ala yotze mehen. Vavi kemafrid ochel me ochel. It's like you're squeezing out food from food. Just because you squeeze it out doesn't give it the status of liquid. Viaftu chashav aleim bischitas ala mashka, even though you're squeezing it out. Butla daito lakula here. Butla daito lakula. And therefore, that is the three categories. Again, what would be in the categories Bizman Hazeh? So almost everything in the world will be at least in category two. Because if you go into a special, fruits and vegetable drink store, you could get anything squeezed. You could get mango juice. You could get kiwi juice. Right? Anything would be in that category. The only question we mentioned is, would anything be able to be in category one? So again, if you hold like the Otsar HaGaonim and the Ran, no, because there's only two halachic liquids. If you say that Rashi is Urchayu Bahachi and it goes by what the Derech is, so then maybe it could think. Right, it just reminds me, just hit me now, right, it's similar to how to understand another Rashi. Remember the Rashi we had earlier, I think, on Daf Lamites. Right, remember Rashi spoke about Bishul Bachama, cooking in the sun. Right, so we paskin that cooking in the sun is mutter. Why is cooking in the sun mutter? Rashi quotes, Ein derech bishulo bakach. It's not the derech. So Rav Moshe Feist, it has a tshuva. Does that mean it's not common? And therefore, if it would be common at some point in the future, then it would be asur daraisa? Or no? Inherently, the definition of bishul is in fire, not in the sun. And therefore, no matter how common it becomes, what's the nafka mina? Cooking in a microwave on Shabbos. Is that a daraisa or is that a drabanan? Forgetting the lights issue. So if you say it's ein derech bishulo, it's not common, microwave. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in that tshuva, microwaves were just coming out. He said, I know in the future everybody's going to have microwaves. A navi. Right? So he says, if it's Rashi, it's not common, it's going to be common. But if inherently, no, it's not derech, it's not the definition. So here too, you have a similar idea by Rashi of lav or chayu bahachi. Okay, but either way, this is the three categories that we have in Shechita. So now we have a number of halacha lemaisa discussions related to that. Number one, interesting. So is there any difference daraisa derabanan l'may nafkamina? So we know we paskin psikresha bidda oraisa is aser. That's an issa daraisa. If I do a malacha psikresha daraisa, what if I do psikresha bidda rabanan? Psikresha bidda rabanan, that's a machlokas. Shurma Sadeshan discussed it. Psikresha bidda rabanan. Psikresha with a double derabanan, so then that is mutter. Psikresha with one derabanan is a machlokas. Psikresha with a double derabanan is mutter. So where would you get psikresha with a double derabanan? So Ribiat has the case. What happens? We know when somebody wants to serve grapes to a young child, so it's safe to cut them, right? Because having whole grapes is dangerous for a young child. So let's say somebody's going to cut the grapes. What if somebody has juicy grapes, and you know as you cut them, for sure juice will squeeze out onto the plate that you're cutting on? So it's for sure going to happen. So if it's not for sure, I would say in most cases, it's not for sure. You don't always, if you cut a grape, you don't always have juice. But let's say you're in a situation, you have some grapes that you know for sure juice is going to get squeezed out. So it's a psikresha. But you're doing it, you're not squeezing it out, you're cutting it. So that's an unusual way. That's kilachriyad. So that's psikresha by only one derabanan. Because grapes, squeezing the grapes would be an aser daraisa. If I do it kelacher yad, if I do it while I cut it, it would only be one derabanan. That's where Ribiat says, if you have to cut grapes, that it's vada going to get squeezed out the juice, put a napkin under it. Put a napkin under it, so right, it doesn't have the status of juice right when you cut it, so then it would get absorbed into the napkin, and it wouldn't be a problem. I think in most cases, it's not a psikresha. Maybe it's a darshani maskave, but it's not a psikresha. Vada, that juice is going to come out, again, in this situation. If you're cutting an orange, so that's a double derabanan, right? You're not trying to squeeze out the juice from an orange. So the double derabanan is mutter, psikresha b'tu derabanans. Squeezing the orange itself would pashas be a derabanan. Doing it in unusual ways a double derabanan. So it's shvus to shvus, right? A double derabanan, makam psikresha would be mutter. But again, if it's grapes, he says one should be machmer. Number one. Number two, a major issue, grapefruit on Shabbos. Grapefruit on Shabbos. So what's the halacha of grapefruit? You can't, squeezing a grapefruit on Shabbos would be an iser derabanan. But how do we usually eat grapefruit? So we cut it. We sit there with a spoon. But often, sometimes as you get to the bottom of the grapefruit, so a person squeezes against the wall of the inside of the grapefruit to get more juice. To get more juice, especially towards the bottom. So that shouldn't be done. Because that's squeezing out a fruit to get the liquid. To get the liquid. That's not in your mouth. Right? If I take a wedge of an orange and put it in my mouth and suck and then take out the rind because I don't want to eat that, you can't violate a malacha in your mouth. That we mention often, right? You can't, if I'm chewing, I'm not going to violate tochein. If I take something out of my mouth because I don't want to eat it, that's not borer. There's no lush of kneading by the saliva mixing into the food in my mouth. You can't violate a malacha in the eating process. But here, it's not eating yet. It's in the grapefruit. So one shouldn't specifically push against the wall of the grapefruit in order to get the juice. But what about regular eating grapefruit? Regular eating grapefruit, there's always juice at the bottom. You allowed to drink that juice? So the Shmir Shabbos says yes. Yes, why? Because that's category two, juice that came out mamela. Wasn't that you're not allowed to squeeze it, but juice that came out mamela, we paskin, you got the grapefruit to eat. And even though you know there's going to be juice left, and you even look forward to that juice, most poskim assume that it is not a problem. That is what the Shmir Shabbos says in Parakeh. Mutter lachtoch eshkolit l'rochva ula ochla bakapit. It's a mutter to eat cut the grapefruit and eat it. The ein bekach mishum iser schita. There's no problem. The hu shamnam yizar milas ochta. We have to be careful not to squeeze it. The gam lo yechavein davka lemitz b'shashu ochel. If you're only kavana, if that's why you eat it, then you shouldn't. You shouldn't. But if that just happens to be while you're eating it, then it is mutter. In the footnotes, Shari Afilu Mischad Osam Biyadayim Gamkein Einzo Ela Isser Derabanan. Even if you actually eat the grapefruit, as we just saw, it'd only be an Isser Derabanan. V'kan Shapri Nischad Ksas B'Shas Oachila. The fact that it gets squeezed out while you're eating it, Havischita Klachar Yad. This is another, a double Derabanan. Vari trade Derabanan. V'holvei miskavin lischot shari. Another example of psik resha, two Derabanans. T'pikai gavna sharina v'trade Derabanan, bipsik resha. V'gam yesh lomer, and he also adds, shaharei from Rosh Shlomo Zalman, shaharei hu eino mafrish es hamitz benifrad, elohu nishar b'mura b'pri. You're not squeezing out the fruit, it's still in the fruit. It's still mixed into the rind of the fruit. V'ein bozeh b'shem schita. Kein shemati, they go on Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Oyerbach. That grapefruit is not a problem. Even if you have kavana for some of the juice at the end, it is fine. There are a couple of other important halachas to be aware of, again, based on Gemara's later on. But we'll mention them now, because this is the topic of the shiur. Says the Shulchan Aruch, this is the heter of almost all Rishonim. It's from on Daf Kuf Mem Hey, but this is what we paskin. Mutter lischot eshkol anavim l'tokadei reshish batavshil k'dei latakina ochel. Squeezing out even grapes, even olives onto food is not a problem. Why? Because that's the heter of mashke habala ochel ka ochel dami. If I squeeze something out onto a solid, it is mutter. So, for example, if somebody wants to squeeze out a lemon onto fish, in order to, you know, flavor the fish, that's mutter. So he wants to squeeze out any type of liquid onto a solid, it never gets the status. What's the svara? It never gets the status of a liquid, and therefore, it is mutter. That's not called schita. Schita means mashke mitoch ochel. But this is not called mashke mitoch ochel, and therefore it is mutter. Rabbeinu Hananel disagrees. He's machmir, but Rova poskim, as the Mishnah Berurah says, cholkim alav, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch paskins lakula. Avalam einsham tavshel aser. You're not allowed to squeeze it into an empty bowl. Even if I'm planning to put that into solid right afterwards. Let's say I want to squeeze out a lemon into an empty cup and then pour it onto food. No, that's not good. It has to be directly onto the food in order for it to be mutter. It never has the status of a mashke. But again, only directly onto the food. By the way, when we mentioned lemons, in the Mishnah Berurah's day, lemons seem to not have been, and the Shulchan Aruch's day. So the Shulchan Aruch's day, lemons seem to be in category 3. The Shulchan Aruch has three words, si'if, shinchav si'vav, mutter lischot, limons. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Why? Because, and the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ubulosherneinu citrin, let citrus." Da'afilu afilu lamashkin. Va'afshe derech lasachta v'chol. Kibin shein derech klal lasachta l'sorach mashke al tava ba'ochel. People don't drink it. People only dip it. That's not called liquid, and therefore havi kishar peiris is like category 3. But then says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting from I think from the Chayyadam, "Ah lafi zeh." Bizman hazeh sheyadua shemamalin chavios lemeos lishtos im punch beizem akomos. Right, everybody squeezes out lemons. Atzorach yin gadol amutter l'sachta v'shabes v'toch mashke v'yefsha d'damil l'tutim v'rimonim. Nowadays it'll be in the category 2. Kivin shederach l'sachta v'kelim b'fnei atzman v'yalkein sorach lizor shishcha mikodem. So what's the Mishnah Berurah talking about? You know, everybody wanted lemon in their tea. So how do you get lemon in your tea? Because only liquid onto a solid does not have the status of a mashke. Liquid into a liquid is not good enough. I didn't emphasize that. But liquid into a liquid is aser, because it gets the status of liquid. It joins the mashke under it. Only liquid onto a solid would be mutter. So Mishnah Berurah says, what should you do? And again, I think this was more common 100 years ago. They should squeeze the lemon juice onto the sugar cube. You want it, the sugar and the lemon, so if you squeeze it onto the sugar cube and then put the sugar cube in the tea, that would be okay. Alkein sorach lizar shiyischo mikodem ala tzukar, bifnei atzmo, dahavi mashke, kemashke bala ochel, and then put it into the tea. So that was what is quoted. That's what the Chayyadam says. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes as well. One other nafkamina, and that is the Shulchan Aruch later on in Siv Zayin. What happens if I get a real oily piece of potato kugel? And I don't want so much oil in it. So I'm going to put a napkin. Often some people do this on pizza, but pizza is not such a common Shabbos food. You put a napkin on it and you push down to get that out some of the oil. Is that schita? Is that a problem? You want the liquid out. Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter. Lischot kvashim. Kvashim is like some type of pickled fruit. Peros, umini, erakos, hamunachan, bachomets, umelkadesh, yirkavu. Ushlakos, cooked items. Im legufam, if you want to do it just for the goof of the, you don't want the liquid in, you just want it out, because you want to eat it without this such a liquid. She'eno tzorach lamayim, ve'eno sochtan el lesaknam la'achila, afilu soche letocha gar she'in ba'ochel mutter. It's mutter. If you're doing it to get the oil, because you want the oil, that's a problem. But if you're just doing it to remove it, like you have an oily latke, and you're trying to get some of the oil off, that is mutter. Why is it mutter? Right, that's the psak. The psak of that is mutter. So Rashi says, again, on Daf Kufim, hey, because it's not called a mashke. That's not a mashke. Lav mashke hu elo ochlin. It's not called a mashke in that case. Again, only liquid that has a status. If you have oil that was in there, it's not called a mashke. Others say that it's not natural mashke. If you look back in Tosfos, we have this Tosfos on Daf Ayin Gimel. Tosfos seem to say that kavana for the mashke is part of the ikr malacha, part of the malacha of schita. Right? That's what we have back on Daf Ayin Gimel. So again, not every... the case of here, Ayin Gimel Beis Yerushalayim Tzara. Tosfos says, "V'zorach le'itzim." Right, that's talking about a case of kotzer. If I'm harvesting, do I want the wood? Do I not want the wood? So near that, filer bihuda, the machay malach shen tzurich legufa be'inyan be'inan tzorach le'itzim. The lo mikri be'itzim kotzer ele be'inyan zeh. Tosfos quotes that sometimes havana for the malacha is part of the definition of the malacha itself, and if you don't have that kavana, it's not even a malach shen tzurich legufa. It's not a malacha. So you have that by harvesting. If you don't want what you're cutting, that's not the malacha. Or korei amanas lidfar, mocheg amanas lichtov. And then he quotes Ar Gemara, kfashim and shlakos. That's the Gemara on Kuf Mem Hey. Amai shari lugufan. Isn't it a malacha nesuyach lugufa? It's the same exact malacha. You're doing it like trapping. Trapping, if you trap an animal because you want the animal, that's a malacha. If you trap it because you don't want it to bite you, that's a malacha nesuyach lugufa, which Rebbe Yehuda says is also chayef. So here, you don't want the liquid. You're doing the same act. Says Tosfos, no. Ein derech disha bakach. What does that mean? Tosfos seems to say that if certain malachos, the kavana for the malacha is part of the definition of the malacha. And here, if you don't want the liquid, you just don't want it in the fruit, in the latke, so then it would be okay as well to squeeze it out. Okay, these are some of the issues in Schitas Peros. We will have to stop here.